This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So the unemployment rate went up last month, not a whole lot, but up, and usually that's not great. But if you have taken anything from this program the last couple of years, there is nothing usual about this economy right now, because the labor force has been growing, more than 400,000 people in February, actually, which gets us to that thing that happens sometimes, where that which seems maybe bad, maybe isn't. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has this one.
A combination of factors can push the unemployment rate higher, says EY chief economist Greg Dacko.
It can be that employment actually declined, or it can be that more people are looking for employment.
What stands out in today's jobs report is how many Americans, 242,000, are in that second category. Elise Gould of the Economic Policy Institute says growth in the number of people looking for work means the unemployment rate is rising for the right reasons.
More of them did not find jobs and found jobs, but that sort of optimism, I think, is a positive move for the labor market.
But Gould says the trends are playing out differently across demographic groups. Take the group the government classifies as Hispanic or Latino men, says Kate Bonn, chief economist at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth. She says they make up more than half the growth in labor force participation, but aren't being employed at the same rate as other groups.
At least in the past few months, Hispanic men among all groups of workers have not been able to capture the gains of a tight labor market.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says 37,000 Hispanic or Latino men lost jobs in the last month. Still, Gus Fauché, chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, says overall this month's data points to a strong labor market.
People think this is a good time to be searching for a job.
He says policymakers at the Fed will be watching to see if that sentiment lasts. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.